I was born and brought up on a tea plantation in Assam, and this is where tea was first found. It probably grew in the wettest and warmest area of the world in great Darwinian competition with other species, and it developed in its leaves two great things: caffeine to attract and something to kill off the bacteria that were attacking the leaves. It was then found by various tribal groups who chewed it and rubbed it on their wounds. And some Chinese visitor must have noticed this and thought, this is a wonderful medicine. It makes me feel relaxed. I'll take it back to China. So before Christ, they took back this little leaf, put it in the monastery gardens and grew it as a medical herb. Then a visiting Japanese came in the 8th century and found this wonderful stuff, and he took it back to Japan. Didn't really take off. It was kept in the monastery gardens for a while. It wasn't until about 1200 that another Zen Buddhist monk, Isai, came, found this stuff, took it back to Japan, and found that if you ground it into little bits and drank it as tea, as green tea, turned it into a great ceremony, it had wonderful properties. He wrote a two-volume book on it, saying its astringent medical properties helps the stomach, as well as helping Zen concentration. So it became the national institution in Japan. It is to Japan what the cricket club, the pub, everything central to English civilization, everything is concentrated into tea. It changed their pottery, their ceramics, their aesthetics, their religion, their art. Everything became tea. It is the core of Japanese civilization. And almost everyone drank it, and they drank it in great quantities, little thimblefuls of tea right through the day. It helped them work as hard as they worked, and gradually it spread right through Japanese culture until the 18th, 19th century. Everyone was drinking large quantities of tea, and it was this that the Europeans discovered when they came to Japan, a civilization that had found a wonderful medical and also invigorating drink, and they thought, let's take it back to Europe.
It sounds like a really obvious thing, tea. I mean, if they knew about its sort of, you know, antibacterial properties back then, back in the 19th century,
yeah.
Why hasn't somebody come up with this theory before?
Okay. Perhaps one of the most surprising things about the tea story is, why hasn't someone publicized it before? In some ways, it's again illustrates something about detective stories. If things are so obvious, so close to you, all around you, you can't see them. The British are the great tea drinkers. We drink it all the time. It's around us all the time. No one really notices it. You have to stand back and then look at it. And I think it was, for me anyway, the shock of going to Japan, seeing tea, which was familiar, but in a different setting, in the tea house, how important it was in their literature, their art, in everything, that shocked me into looking at tea again. And then I came back to England, and tea now seemed a strange thing and worth investigating. So it's very unlikely, there's an old proverb, it wouldn't be a bird that discovered air or a fish that discovered water. And it wouldn't be the British who discovered tea, because they have it all around them.
Right.